Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Bring Your Girlfriend to Work Day, written and read by Lou Kane. Note that this story contains the use of daddy as an honorific. Kara ducked beneath the half-open garage door, eyes adjusting to the brightly lit space after the rainy darkness outside. Her girlfriend Kim had worked at this garage for years, but Kara had only visited a handful of times since they'd started dating. She loved walking in on Kim working. Something about how dirty she got really did it for Kara. Right now, though, the garage looked empty. Kim? Kara called, voice echoing under high ceilings. In back. Kara followed the voice, winding through the small garage filled with cars in various states of distress and shining tools lining the walls. It was a place that made you want to touch. Kara held on tightly to the sack lunch she'd made for Kim. The sound of running water greeted Kara as she stepped into the back room. The cramped space was splattered with grease but housed a mini fridge, a metal desk and chair that took up the majority of the floor, and a sink that currently held her girlfriend's attention. Not for long. Kim shut off the water, flashing Kara a quick grin that went straight to her stomach as she roughly dried her hands on a pastel pink hand towel that Kara found rather delightful in this setting. Setting down the sack lunch on the desk, Kara took in Kim's short, ruffled hair and sturdy black jumpsuit that hid the stains from working on cars all day. She always changed before leaving work, so Kara rarely got to admire it. She'd forgotten the way it hugged Kim's waist, flattened her tits, and the silver zipper that ran all the way down to where her thighs met. Kara's mouth watered. Hey, perv, you done? Kara startled, cheeks pinking at being caught. Kim was laughing by the time she'd brought her gaze upward, and she could only join in before saying, sorry. No need to apologize, Kim said, smile hardening under her heated gaze. She grabbed the zipper resting against her neck. Lucky you, I'm the only one in the shop today and my next appointment isn't for another 30 minutes. Kim dragged the zipper down past her tits, navel, hips, leaving Kara hungry in its silver wake. She stole a quick backwards glance at the empty for now shop before returning to the sight of Kim's thin white t-shirt, nipples visible and hard in the cold air. A hint of Kim's black underwear caught her attention, and she sucked in a breath through her teeth. Are you sure? Come here, Kim said, voice taking on that specific tenor it had whenever she stepped into daddy mode. Kara felt the answering pull in her cunt as she crossed the small office, stopping directly in front of Kim. She could see the slightest smudge of grease along her neck. You were such a good girl, bringing daddy lunch. You like to do nice things for me, don't you, pretty thing? Kim grabbed Kara's hand, guiding it inside her underwear so that Kara could feel her wetness. Kara groaned, but forced her hand still. She wasn't allowed to move without being told. Kim smiled, slow and easy, and said, "Does that feel good?" Kara nodded, mouth dry as she pulsed with desire. If Kim stuck a hand on her jeans, they'd find her just as wet. Instead, Kim pushed down on the back of her hand, groaning as together they pressed against her cunt. Just like that, sweet thing, Kim said, guiding Kara's hand against her clit in a steady rhythm that turned her breathing to pants. Don't stop until I say so. Yes, Daddy, Kara said, focused on maintaining tempo as Kim brought a finger to her mouth. Open. Kara opened her mouth wide enough for it to slide between her lips. Kim pressed down, holding Kara's tongue in place before adding a second finger. Don't move. Kara's mouth was a perfect O, even as spit gathered at the corners and more fingers were roughly pushed against her lips, teeth, tongue. It wasn't long before Kim slid a third finger into her mouth, curling them against the back of her teeth to pull her forward. Kara choked out a cry but stayed on her feet, hands still circling Kim's clit while her mind circled just how badly she wanted to suck. Kim leaned forward, fingers working steadily as she brought her lips to Kara's ear. See, the thing is, we both know why you really brought me lunch. That you thought if you were extra good and brought Daddy lunch that you'd get fucked. Isn't that right? Kim laughed low and full-throated at Kara's embarrassed, attempted nod. Oh, mouthful. Kim stuck another finger between Kara's lips, sliding all four of them down to the last knuckle before pulling them out again. Kara whined, spit dripping from the corners of her mouth and down her chin. Her jaw ached, but she forced her mouth open wider. Don't lose focus now, Kim said, voice dangerous in Kara's ear. Not when you're so close to getting Daddy off. Kara hadn't realized her hand had stopped moving. With a cry muffled by the fingers filling her mouth, she pressed against Kim's cunt and was rewarded with a groan. She did it again and again, in time with the fingers fucking her mouth, enraptured with the circle they created. Fuck, Kim said, the bit-off swear ratcheting up their shared desire. Kim pumped her fingers faster, Kara matching her rhythm until finally, she came. Kim's body shuddered as she pulled Kara in close, fingers seeking purchase in the hole of her mouth. Kara didn't dare stop moving until Kim freed herself, carelessly wiping spit across Kara's cheeks. Heavy-lidded, she stared up at Kim. Her cunt was pounding, her only thought about guiding Kim's fingers inside her slick. Kim seemed to get the message, mouth curling as she grabbed at Kara's zipper. Hello? Oh, shit, Kim said, laughing as her hand paused on the waistband of Kara's jeans. Guess he's early. Kara groaned, burying her head in Kim's chest. I hate everything. Kim's grin turned devilish as she placed a kiss on Kara's cheek, zipping herself back into her jumpsuit. Promise not to take matters into your own hands before I come over, and I'll make sure to thank you properly. If you liked that, you can find more of me at louisekanewrites.com. And more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.